Millennial Influence, my podcast 128, Physical Discipline. From our sparkling city by the sea, beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to my podcast with helpful tips on parenting teenagers. Today, the Millennial Influence co-founders, Darren and Katie Sutton, will be talking about corporal punishment. Let's listen in.
Thanks, Melinda. Corporal punishment. Gosh, I'm trying to remember the last time I got a spanking.
Oh, I remember mine. We won't talk about it, though.
How old were you? Like 37?
Darren, don't share that with everyone on the internet.
Okay, but physical discipline. Did you get spankings when you were a kid?
Yes.
Did you get spankings when you were a teenager?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
Not too hot. But what about you? Did you ever get a spanking? I don't think you ever got spankings, did you?
Oh, I got spankings all the time.
Oh, Paulie, I don't believe it.
They were little.
You were spoiled rotten.
They were little flicks of spanking. They weren't full-on spankings. Unless I got it from my dad, and then I really got it. But I got enough spankings to keep me honest.
Today, Darren, let's talk a little bit to parents of teenagers about corporal punishment. And parents, when we're talking about corporal punishment, we are talking about physically disciplining your child, teenager. With a swat on the butt, a spanking, swat with the wooden spoon, the wooden paddle, the belt, whatever, the switch, go cut your own.
Anything within arm's reach.
Yeah. I know one of our teenagers likes to tell a story about his mother beating him with a broom because that was the closest thing to her hand. And she swears up and down she didn't beat him hard. It was just a swat.
Yeah, so, right. Because it only matters if you leave a mark.
That's right. But really, Darren, let's talk about physical punishment for teenagers. What do we think about that? What do you think about that?
Essentially, not a good idea. That's what I think about that. I think that teenagers, number one, are old enough that you can reason with them. You know, when you do physical discipline, and some of you may not do physical discipline, and we're not bartering one way or the other, okay? But people who choose to use physical discipline with their children do so because they want an immediate stop. Mm-hmm. Okay? Stop, you're going to get hurt. Stop, you need to listen to me. Stop. It's a way to get their attention to then discipline. With teenagers, it doesn't get their attention. It just raises the stake. Okay? It just raises the stakes. And so physical discipline...
Okay, well, tell us exactly what you mean by raising the stakes. It's a challenge to them?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, teenagers see that as, you want to go? Let's go. You got a piece of this? Let's go. I mean, you know, they want to fight back, you know? And part of the reason is, honestly, I mean, it's not because they're just, you know, turdy teenagers. It's because they are old enough to reason. They are old enough to think outside the box. They are old enough to be abstract and really reason through. And so they expect to be treated like that. And when you spank them or smack them or hit them with a vase, you know, what you are saying to them is, you're not old enough to listen. So I have to get your attention so you will listen. And so it's just a challenge to them.
Okay. So let's take a quick detour here and talk about let's talk about the smacking in the face and slapping and stuff like that. Parent, if you are using that in your household, I would strongly encourage you to immediately stop.
Cease and desist.
You will completely destroy all communication you have with your kid forever.
Not to mention the fact that somebody will probably report you, and maybe justifiably so.
I mean, I don't know. It could be. It could happen. But other than that, I mean, the most important thing and the thing that we always try to encourage at Millennial Influence is that you keep the lines of communication open between you and your teenager. And there is nothing that is going to shut that down faster than you slapping your kid in their face.
And why is that? Because it is completely degrading and humiliating.
Right.
And when you slap a kid in the face, that is not to get their attention. It's to release your frustration. And that should not be, your kids should not be the object of that. And then actually talk to your student.
Right. Okay. So, Darren, we talked about, instead of physical punishment, that's probably not the best way to communicate or discipline your teenager. What are the alternatives to that? What are some ways that we can communicate discipline and even punishment at times to our teenagers without actually hitting them or anything, slapping them, spanking them, doing any of that kind of thing?
Well, you know, we're huge proponents on the podcast of natural consequences. So you need to think through what are some natural consequences for their action. And if the corporal punishment or the physical discipline is because they're smart-mouthing and yelling and treating you like they're three, then you need to treat them like they're three. They need to lose their privileges. They need to spend some time in their room. Now, I know some of you are like, well, I spanked my kid when he was three, so maybe I should spank him, except that your kid's older than that now, and they might spank you back. So, you know, think about some natural consequences. Obviously, you know, the we're going to take away everything you hold near and dear is always, you know, a place that a lot of parents jump and sometimes works. Mm-hmm. I think communicating is the very best plan. So let's sit down. Let's talk, not while we're mad. Let's sit down and discuss what went wrong, why it went wrong, who played a part in each side of why it went wrong, and what we're going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. Negotiate a truce, so to speak. You know, and spanking doesn't negotiate anything. It just shuts it down.
Right. And we do have several podcasts on natural consequences and disciplining your teenagers. So we encourage you to listen on to those in our archives and hear some more detailed explanation of how to discipline your teenager in a way that's not a corporal punishment. But in saying that, I would also say to you, parent, to look at your own behavior. If you find yourself physically punishing your kid, what is leading you to that place where they are getting a spanking or a slap or getting hit with a belt? What is it, and what part of that process are you feeling that come up inside of you, and how can that be stopped? So the situation obviously has escalated to the point that you feel like you're having to physically get their attention. Where in the escalation can you cease and step back and take a few breaths so that it does not get to the point of physical? And that's, you know, that's on your part and your teenager's part. It may be that you're physically punishing them because your kid's taking swings at you too. Y'all are escalating. There's a point before you get to the point of no return. Where is that? Can you stop it before it gets to that? Do you need to leave the room? Do you need to lower your voice level so that you're not screaming at each other? Even if your kid's screaming, you're not screaming.
Do you need a third party? Because you're just not going to make this work between the two of you. Do you need a mediator? You know, and that's really true, Katie. All of those things that you just said are really true, regardless of what style of discipline you're using. Whether that is just we're having a lot of arguments and it's getting out of control, or we're beating each other and it's getting out of control. Or as the parent, you need to be super self-aware of why you're upset, why you feel the need for discipline, what you hope the discipline will achieve in the life of your child. All of those things need to be front and center in your mind. And if what's front and center during your discipline time is, I'm mad and I need to get out my frustration, or I'm going to get your attention, or you're not going to say that to me, then you might need to take a step back. Because what should be front and center in your mind with any discipline you give your kids is, how am I going to help them be a better grown-up, and how am I going to have the greatest influence in their life?
And parent, we are putting that responsibility on you. I know that you probably have kids who are out of control, who need physical punishment, you feel like, sometimes. But the point of it is, they are not mature yet. You are the grown-up. You should control that situation. Whatever it takes on your end, you have to be the one with the level head, because they are immature. They haven't grown up yet. They don't know how to control their emotions.
They don't have a level head, ever.
Ever, no. And so if anyone's going to take two steps back, it needs to be you first. You need to model that for your kids. And we would highly encourage you that if you are using physical punishment with your teenager, today is a day to change that in your household. Start talking with them. Open the lines of communication. Build your relationship in such a way that you can communicate without the escalation.
For more practical help and ideas for parenting today's teenager, log on to www.minfluence.com and click on Free Parent Newsletter. Each month you'll get free help and ideas in your email inbox. And let's face it, that's better than a lot of the junk you'll find in there. We're glad to have had you with us today at My Podcast. Music provided by Josh Wilson. For Darren, Katie, and the entire Millennial staff,
I'm Melinda Kitzmiller, helping you impact generations for generations.